USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He will hold Americans hostage through the 2020 election when it comes to health care.
Top Democrats like Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer there blasting President Trump over health care.
He promises, re-elect me, and maybe you can take a peek at my backup plan after that.
Schumer and others speaking outside the Supreme Court a short time ago, saying the White House aims to remove pre-existing conditions and strip health care from up to 20 million Americans. The Trump administration did recently back a federal lawsuit aimed at eliminating Obamacare, although the president insists pre-existing conditions will be covered while not explaining in detail. Republican lawmakers in Alabama looking to ban abortions within 2 weeks of conception. Such legislation is to be filed today. It would allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Some say President Trump could be triggering an avocado crisis in America. The head honcho at Southern California-based Mission Produce says if the president was to make good on his threat to shut down the border with Mexico, the U.S. would run out of avocados in about 3 weeks, just before Cinco de Mayo. Avocados would still be found in stores because there are suppliers in Florida, Peru, and California. But at this time of year, Mexico supplies almost all of the green fruit crop for the country. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden facing a second accuser who claims he touched her inappropriately.
Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him.
USA's Robin Walensky, the second woman, says Biden rubbed noses with her in 2009. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A well-known lawyer is facing charges himself now. Yesterday, making one appearance at a court in California and then speaking to the media. And we get the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I am highly confident that when the process plays out, that justice will be done.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, best known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels, appearing in court in Santa Ana, California, to face fraud charges. Now, after the hearing, Avenatti speaking with reporters outside the building.
For nearly 20 years, I have represented Davids versus Goliaths as an attorney. Throughout that entire time period, I have relied upon the justice system and judges sitting in courthouses just like this. I will now spend the time in connection with this case and the case in New York relying on that same justice system that I have now subjected myself to.
Avenatti also facing charges on the East Coast in New York City, where he stands accused of trying to extort millions of dollars from sneaker giant Nike.
And Colorado kids can operate side businesses now without having to get hassled by the cops, as Governor Jared Polis has signed the so-called lemonade stand bill into law, allowing children to operate temporary businesses without having to get a permit. The bill got its start after police shut down a lemonade stand in Denver's Stapleton neighborhood last summer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.